It is 7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast, and time now for Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez and Leah Garchick will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Call us at 415-841-4134 tonight with your answers and questions on Minds Over Matter.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Kevin, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely Mother's Day. We certainly wish the best to all the mothers out there in the audience. And we hope that you've been taken out to a wonderful dinner or had a wonderful dinner cooked for you. And you can settle back now and give us an hour of your time, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we welcome your participation. It's very, very important to us. So settle back and think of a good question for us, or perhaps you'd like to answer one of the ones we'll be giving you momentarily. It's just Leah Garchick and myself tonight. So far, we might have a third join us a little bit later, but Jerry is in New York at the moment. And I'd like to remind you that we'll be doing questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So again, this is Minds Over Matter. Feel free to give us a call at area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or there's a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. I should remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, that's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Feel free to email us any old time. We don't read them during the show, but I always read them, I guarantee you that. And also, if you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the world, and I've done it a lot of different places in the world, at kalw.org, that's kalw.org. And if you'd like a podcast of the show, it should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight at kalw.org. So, that all being said, we're going to have a brief period of reading an introduction, and here's the first. Leah Garchick started the day with brunch with the little ones. Mother's Day is really family day.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, wishes a happy Mother's Day to his sprightly, positive 90-year-old mother, who's a wonderful role model for her sons. I think we're both in kind of sentimental moods tonight.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. And so, Leah, why don't you go first, then?
Okay. What article of clothing often has a clock on it?
Well, obviously, you're not talking about a watch.
No.
Once more. Just read it once more.
What article of clothing often has a clock on it?
So you're not talking about I shouldn't assume, because you always get in trouble doing that, but I will assume that you're not talking about an actual clock in terms of a mechanical clock.
That's correct.
Okay. So this is something that may have come down through the ages of like the way the buttons are set at like 12 and 6 and 3, and that is it that kind of thing, like a buttons on a tunic or a
dress? No, it has nothing to do with buttons.
Okay. All right. Article of clothing. Is this a sex-specific kind of thing? In other words, like a gender?
No, not necessarily. But one gender more often wears it, but it could be either.
Okay. All right. It's a common type of clothing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very.
Very common. Anything to do with a cuff?
No.
Not a cuff. All right.
No.
I'll stop guessing then. Just read it once more.
What article of clothing often has a clock on it?
A clock on it. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
You're from New York City.
Hello.
A couple questions.
Uh-huh.
What classic feature film was spoofed on the Carol Burnett Show twice?
What classic feature film was spoofed on the Carol Burnett Show twice?
Yeah.
Gone with the Wind?
Yeah,
give yourself a bell.
There you go. Good guess.
Watching the first season again in the, I think it was the, I think the ninth season.
All right.
Here's my second question. What is the only feature film starring Elvis Presley that's owned by a television network?
The only feature film starring Elvis Presley that's owned by a television network?
Yeah, and that's not ever getting the official DVD release because of this.
Is it a 50s or a 60s film?
50s.
Okay. 50s.
Late 50s.
Yeah.
Jailhouse Rock.
No.
Late 50s, let me think.
First part of the title starts with an L.
Loving You?
Yes.
Okay.
It was so popular on NBC that they bought the rights out of the film, and because of this, it's not available on DVD except overseas.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
Okay, since this is Mother's Day, and most of my questions are woman-centric, first question, what is the world's most popular tourist attraction that is named after a woman? What is the world's most popular tourist attraction that is named after a woman?
Oh. Is the Taj Mahal?
And I bet you've been there. Just... Taj... No, that's a... Yeah, that's a good guess. No, not the Taj Mahal.
Hmm.
What is the world's most popular tourist attraction that is named after a woman?
Hmm.
Based on, you know, attendance and things.
Based on?
Based on the amount of people.
The, right. The most popular designation
right.
Based on that.
Right.
Hmm.
All right, think
it's
it over.
It's bad to think on the air. Forgive me.
Yeah, all right. Think it over. And second question. What, this is honestly to my surprise, and if I'm wrong, please tell me, but what is the only country in the world that is named after a woman? And I thought there was more than one, but apparently I could only find one. What is the only country in the world that is named after a woman?
Again, I'm thinking, I think we should, let's go to some callers because you don't want to listen to me think. It sounds like a concrete breaking.
Okay.
You listen to me think.
All right, so once more, what is the world's most popular tourist attraction that is named after a woman? And to my knowledge, and if tell me if I'm wrong, what is the only country in the world that is named after a woman? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
This is Bart in San Francisco.
Hi, Bart.
And I have what I think is the answer to your first question. What clothing article often has a clock on it? It would be men's socks.
Yeah, but it could be women's socks, too. You're right.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it just
good
socks.
Job.
Yeah.
Well,
all
Bart,
right.
Explain that to me, would you please?
I wish I could. I don't
it's
know.
It's the anything. Design on the side of a sock.
I have to look at mine.
If you're wearing sweat socks, I bet you are.
Not wearing sweat socks. I'm just wearing regular
but
socks.
Men's dress socks have a design on them. But, I mean, it could be women's socks, too. It's,
okay.
Right.
Socks
okay.
are pretty unisex.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, Bart. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight is just the two of us so far. Leah Garchik, columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or toll free, there's an 866-798-8255 number there for you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Denise in San Francisco.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. So the tourist attraction named for a woman, could that be the Mona Lisa?
It's what a good guess. But no, this is the Mona Lisa obviously is a tourist attraction, but it's no.
You should get a bell just
I'll
because.
Give you a bell just for imagination, but this is more in line of a building.
Like this the Statue of Liberty.
That's also a good guess, but no.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Yes.
We recently had Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
What does it commemorate?
It's a battle between the Mexicans and the French in Mexico in, what was it, 1862, 1863, maybe,
yep,
something like
you
that.
You got it. It was France that I was looking for.
Okay.
I only just learned that from your employer, Leah. I was reading the Chronicle the other evening, and I was really surprised. I mean, I guess I hadn't ever given it much thought, clearly hadn't been educated on the topic.
But well, the Chronicle
is... It was a victory over the Spanish, and I gave a pop quiz to the people around me, and they all said Spain. So good for you, Dana.
Oh, well, I'm Mexican-American. What do you expect?
The Chronicle is just jam-packed
there
full of fun facts and figures.
It is indeed.
They got to fill up that paper every day.
Thank you.
It is, and I get that I'm a subscriber to the physical paper.
We like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Holdout.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. Is the tourist attraction Dollywood?
I like that, too. I'm going to give you a bell for a good guess. But no, it's not Dollywood.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is it Cleopatra's Needle in London?
That's also a good guess. But no, not Cleopatra's Needle. It's your turn, Leah.
Oh, okay. There was a February 16th, which is about when I wrote out this question, but I like it, so I'm going to ask it anyway. It was the anniversary, the 47th anniversary of a breakthrough. And I'm going to give you, it was a breakthrough in communications, both communications and medicine. And it happened in Haleyville, Alabama. What was it?
So 47 years ago.
Right,
so...
in February was a communications breakthrough. And happened in Haleyville, Alabama. That was a breakthrough for communications and medical.
So 1968.
Mm-hmm.
Communications in what sense again? Say it again.
Communications and medicine.
And medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Communications and medicine. Communications and medicine. 1968.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to do with like a miniature camera or anything like that that you can put inside the body?
No.
No? And it happened in where again?
Haleyville, Alabama.
Hmm. Haleyville, Alabama. Not a big city or anything. I have no idea. Okay.
Was Canada based on a woman?
Canada, no. Mm-mm.
What is that?
It's an Indian. It's a native Canadian name, but I couldn't tell you exactly what. But it's not a woman anyway.
Oh, okay.
And I have no idea about your question, so I want you to read it once more.
Okay. 47 years ago in February was a communications breakthrough in Haleyville, Alabama. It had to do with a major advance in communications and medicine. What
okay.
was it?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Dana and Leah. This is Judy in Berkeley.
Hi, Judy.
I have two guesses about popular tourist attractions named for a woman.
Okay.
And they're worlds apart, physically and metaphorically or literally. Graceland?
No. Good guess, but no.
At the Anne Frank House?
Nope, not that either.
Okay. Those are my guesses.
Thank you. And let's see here. All right. So I have a list, since it's Mother's Day and most of my questions are woman-centric, I have a list of the five largest California cities that are named after women. What are the five largest cities in California that are named after women based on population? Leah, I'll give you one guess for now.
Santa Ana.
Yes. That is number two, actually. Santa Ana. Very good. So once more, this is a list of the five largest California cities that are named after women based on population. Santa Ana is number two, and I'll leave the other ones out for folks for right now anyway. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I guess that's me. I have a guess for the tourist attraction named after a woman.
Yes.
I'm not fond of it, but Disneyland's Cinderella's Castle?
That's good, but no, not that.
Not that. Okay. And I have another place named after a woman. I think Los Angeles is a California city named after a woman.
Well, that's the City of Angels, but
yeah.
But it's not.
Okay.
An angel can be a woman or a man, I think.
Okay, and Santa Monica.
That may well, I think that is named after a woman, but it is not one of the top five cities anyway.
Okay. Well, that's good. And I wondered if you might want to take a guess on when San Francisco's first ballpark opened.
Oh.
What year? And it was before Seal Stadium, before the General.
Is it the one in Golden Gate Park? I'm forgetting the name of it in the Bystanion Street.
It was in the Mission.
Mission. So was there a professional or at least a semi-professional team playing there?
My newspaper clipping doesn't say anything about a professional one. It did seat 12,000 fans.
Oh, well, that's pretty big.
It was not mentioned whether there was any pro team.
Huh. And it was in the Mission. Okay, let's leave it out and let people guess at it.
Okay, I'll give it to your board up.
Okay, we'll put you on hold.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Our panel tonight is Leah Garchik from the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. The number to join us is 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Gene in New York.
Hi, Gene.
I have a couple of guesses for California cities named after women.
Okay.
Santa Barbara.
I'm only looking for the five largest. Now, Santa Barbara, I'm not going to argue with you about it, but it's not one of the five largest anyway.
Okay. And Santa Clara?
No.
Oh, okay. For the tourist attraction named for a woman, Notre Dame in Paris?
That's exactly
right.
Oh,
yeah.
Our Lady, that's the Notre Dame is Our Lady of Paris,
yeah,
yes.
For the country, I don't know, Napoleon spent some time on St. Helena. Is that a country?
It's not a country. It's owned by the United Kingdom.
Okay, so that doesn't count then.
Nope, doesn't count.
Okay, I have one question that's, I'm going to give you, don't worry, it'll be fast, 8 national carriers, airlines, and you have to name the country.
Oh, well, we can try.
Aeroflot?
That's Russia.
Russia, right?
Yeah. KLM?
Holland.
Yes. It gets a little harder. LOT, L-O-T?
That's Poland.
Very good. LAN, L-A-N?
L-A-N.
Oh, is it? It's South American, I think.
Is yes,
it Peru?
Is.
Oh, that's good.
Or?
No. L-A-N.
L-A-N, yeah.
I'm not familiar with that. Go on to the next one.
We'll leave that out.
All right.
COPA, C-O-P-A.
Once more?
COPA, C-O-P-A.
C-O-P-A.
Is
it Brazil?
Is that South American too?
Central America.
Central America.
Costa Rica?
That would be a good guess.
Nicaragua?
My pilot friend tells me it's called that because it used to be Continental Panama, but I don't think that.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then three more, TAP, T-A-P.
I've seen that too.
Yeah.
So that's an acronym, right?
I'm not sure. It looks like it is, but I'm not 100% sure. I believe it is, but I don't know what it's in.
Is that like a Trans-Asian Pacific or something like that?
Well, the P is the name of the country, so.
Oh. P is the name of the country. Philippines?
No. Do you want me to give it to you or leave these out?
Give us the finish off the list, I guess.
Okay, two more. Avianca.
Avianca is...
That's Colombia or something, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, Colombia. Yeah,
Colombia.
And one more. Tarom. T-A-R-O-M.
T-A-R-O-M?
Yeah.
Is that Eastern European?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I recognized that.
I can leave those out if you want.
Is the last one like Bulgaria or no?
Something like that.
Yeah, I know that's it.
Well, that would be Tabulg, maybe.
Yeah. Czech, maybe?
Well, Tarom, right?
Right.
So it's not Tabulg, but it's Tarom, so it would be not Bulgaria, but...
Romania.
Yes, it would be Romania. I'll leave the others out for your board up.
All right. Thank you very much. That's for both of us.
Excuse me.
Okay. And we have a couple of lines open. If you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer, the number is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Lee, I think it's your turn.
May I take another guess of the five California cities after women?
You may guess one.
Santa Rosa.
Yes, Santa Rosa is number four on the list. Very good. Okay.
Okay.
And I think it's your turn, Leah.
Okay. What countries, as long as we're kind of in South America with these airline names, Simón Bolívar was president of what countries? Right. There were five of them.
There were a couple, weren't there? I think how many were there? Did you say five?
Five.
I'm going to say Colombia, Venezuela, Ecuador, Peru. I think they were all in the northern part of South America. And you think so? Bolivia, really? Okay, Kevin said Bolivia.
Kevin's right.
Good
That's
for you,
all
Kevin.
Of them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Was it all at the same time? Was it all at the same time or
no,
one by one?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
All right.
Let me ask another president's question, this one about U.S. presidents. It's clear what educational institution had the most, what university had the most presidential graduates, right?
Harvard.
Yeah. So there were seven. Can you name them?
Well, Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
Who else went to Harvard? John Adams go to Harvard?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to think about the rest of them. Those are my three to start with.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Phil from Berkeley.
Hi.
And I was going to name the Parthenon as the most most popular attraction named after a woman, since it's named after the goddess Athena, actually. But I was wrong.
Yep.
And how about for countries, Andorra?
No, that is not named after a woman.
Okay, and lastly, I take exception with L.A. not being included because L.A. is, in fact, the city of the Queen of the Angels, which is the Virgin Mary.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Thanks.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome. All right. Moving on to another woman question. What are the two largest cities in the U.S. that are named after a woman? Two largest, one real and one not.
One real?
One real person and one not real person.
I thought you meant like Gotham or something.
Yeah,
no, not.
They're both real cities, but one was not a real person that's named after. What are the two largest cities in the United States that are named after a woman?
Well, again, we better go on because I'm
okay.
Thinking.
All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Izzy. How are you?
Good.
So a comment about last week. I called you and I asked you the name of all of the prophets in the Old Testament and the New Testament were mentioned in the Quran, and all of the prophets, period, were mentioned in the Quran, except one, and the answer was Muhammad. He
right.
was not mentioned in the Quran, because Gabriel came to him and gave him the Quran, so it was not mentioned. But somebody else called later on the show to confuse you and tell you that, well, you know, the Testament was 800 years, which is not true, it's only 600 years. And he confused the heck out of you, and he agreed with him, which was disappointing. My question was that all of the prophets, Adam, Jesus, Noah, Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, and David, and Miriam, and whatever. All of them are mentioned in the Quran except one prophet, and that was Muhammad. And that happened in the year 622.
All right.
So the guy was wrong, and he agreed with him too quickly. Okay, possible city.
It's led astray, as always.
That's okay. Possible country named after a woman is Tunisia, after the Phoenician goddess Tanis. It may not be what you have, but that is named.
That sounds like a good answer.
It's not what I have. It's not. It was not on Wikipedia, but I'll give you credit for that.
All right. That's good. Okay, so I have two questions for you, and really both of them are interesting. So Egyptians called this fish Samak of Musa, which means the fish of Moses. You know which fish and why?
Gefilte.
Yeah, right.
What?
That's good.
Gefilte fish.
What does the filter fish mean?
Gefilte fish is a kind of Jewish fish that you always eat on Passover when Moses led the people to freedom.
It's interesting because that's really biblical. It is a biblical story.
Gefilte just means hacked up.
Oh.
Well, actually, Samak of Musa is flounder. You know why?
Oh,
why
flounder.
Why is it named after Moses? Because it implies when the Red Sea, which is the Sea of Reed, was split in half, the fish is split in half, and that's why flounder became what it became,
Because it was flounder on the bottom.
Oh.
All right.
I thought it was because flounder sounds like foundling, which was what Moses was.
Okay, second question, which is very disgusting. So anybody under 18, close their ears. This country is trying to pass a law right now to ban sex with animals. In fact, not only the sex with animals is allowed, but there are brothels in that country that will be men and women can go and have sex with animals. Believe it or not, really sad for today, the 21st century. You know what country it is?
That is trying to ban sex with animals? Or that is allowed sex with
animals? They have not banned it
yet. I see.
Women can go to brothels.
I think if I guessed, I might offend somebody, so
yeah.
I won't guess.
No. Well, okay, I'll give you a hint. It's a European country.
Yeah, again, I think if I guess, I'm bound to offend somebody.
Well, guess. Don't be, what can you do? I mean, it's true. It's a true story.
All right, go ahead. Tell us the answer.
How about you? Can you tell me
that? No, we give up.
Denmark. On the other hand,
well, they're very liberal
about Sweden
that.
And Germany, they actually, toward legalizing sex with animals, which is pretty sad. Really sad. Have a good night.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
On that
Bye-bye.
Note, yes.
Okay.
We don't get nearly as many sex with animals questions as we used to.
How about St. Helena, named after a woman?
That is named after a woman, but
Helena. I was thinking not St. Helena, but Helena, Montana.
Oh, no, that's... I see. One of the two... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
One of the two largest cities. It is not one of the two largest cities.
Oh, okay.
So, it is... I would agree with you that it is named after a woman.
Yeah.
So. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Barney and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good, thank you.
Your question, Dana, about largest city named after a woman, you almost have to go back to the previous gentleman was mentioning Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true, but I'm still
I trust you.
Leaving that off the list for the moment.
Yeah. How about Charlotte, North Carolina?
Charlotte, North Carolina is the largest city in the U.S. named after a woman. Still looking for the second largest, but that is the first. Very good.
Thank you. And the caller about the first ballpark in San Francisco, I think she's referring to Old Rec, also known as Recreation Park.
Oh.
Where's that?
The Mission?
That was in the Mission. That's like along Valencia Street, I think.
Oh. So it's not nothing left of it now? Or yes? No.
Long gone.
Okay.
Long gone. And Haleyville, Alabama. Leah.
Yes.
The first 911 operating system.
Oh, yes, good for you.
All right.
Yes.
Good job.
And we're done.
All right. Thank you, Sparky.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you'd like to join us with a question or answer, on just about every topic. The number is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Leah, what do you have?
Okay. We are still looking for 1, 2, 3, 4 presidents that went to Harvard. We have John Adams, Teddy Roosevelt, and FDR, but we need 4 more. And let's see. I think that's it for me.
All right.
Yeah.
And let's see. I still have a few left on this list. The 5 largest California cities that are named after women. This is by population. The 5 largest California cities named after women. I would tell you the ones we have so far. Santa Ana and Santa Rosa. There are 3 left on that list. What are the 2 largest cities in the United States that are named after a woman? We have one of them, which is Charlotte, North Carolina. What is number 2 on that list? And what is the only country in the world that I could find that is named after a woman? It is in the Western Hemisphere. I will give that to you as a clue. And let's see. I think it's my turn to ask a question anyway, so let me ask this. What was the official language of England before English? Before modern English, anyway.
I should know this.
What was the official language of England before modern English?
Was there something called... No, it wouldn't have been called Middle English.
No.
Because that's a kind of English.
It is a kind of English.
How far back? When was it?
Not as far back.
Is Chaucerian English
it's
part of it?
It's
when that aprile
reasonably with near that time, yes.
What was that called? That was called College English 101 English.
So, but listen to the way I phrase this. What was the official language of England from a few hundred years until 1362.
Oh, until 1362.
Yes.
Pre-English.
Pre-modern English, anyway. Yes.
No, that's the name of
Pre-English,
it.
No, not pre-English. No.
Don't
what was
know.
It called? All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Denise calling back again.
Hi.
Hi. In the language in England, well, you know, French?
Yes, French.
Because Chaucer was noted for the Canterbury Tales. Chaucer is known as the father of English literature because until then, literature was properly in French.
Very good. After the Norman Conquest, the official language of England was French between 1066 and 1362.
So what was Beowulf written in? Old Gamma English. Gurton's Needle and all that stuff?
Old English. Which is Germanic and unrecognizable as English, virtually,
yeah.
Whereas Middle English, you know, a lot of it is recognizable.
Except for the emoticons. Those are just went through the ages, right?
Right. Well, I don't think they play a big role in the fairy tale.
Thank you.
I called back because it occurred to me a guess about the country named for a woman.
Yes.
Antigua?
That's a very good guess, but no, not Antigua.
I just wondered if Antigua was named for Antigone, though I can't think why one would name it.
Not named for Antigone.
Antigone, oh well. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, and next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Okay. This is Kaya from Murphy. I don't have an answer, but I have a question.
Okay.
What is the medical name for coal miners' black lung disease?
What is the medical name for black lung disease, basically? Let's see.
Pulmonary enthesitis.
You know, I think pulmonary might be in the name.
Well, pulmonary means lungs.
Right. Is pulmonary in the name?
No.
I'm sorry, yes or no?
No.
No. Well, I was thinking like mesothelioma, but that's
asbestos,
I think. Yeah,
that's
right.
A cancer.
So pulmonary is not in the name, but it's lung disease. What could it be?
Does it have pneumo in the word? In the name? Yeah.
Oh, good.
Pneumo.
Pneumo.
I don't. I think we don't know.
That's as far as we can both can go, and Leah got that.
I think it's the second longest word in the English language.
The second longest word. Oh, we really. So we only have by pneumo. We only have a tiny percentage of it, right?
Yeah. Mono microscopic silico volcano coniosis.
Wow!
Very good.
We weren't close.
No, we weren't.
Thank you, Kyle.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And that's good. Next call.
This is Rich in Sunnyvale.
Hi, Rich.
Wasn't Atlanta named after a fictitious woman?
Not to my knowledge, but I'll check on that.
Okay. I know Charlotte was named after a real woman.
Yes, Charlotte was named after the wife of George III.
Right, and she was from Mecklenburg in Germany. And
right.
The county around Charlotte is Mecklenburg County.
Right.
So, okay. Check on Atlanta, and that's it.
I will. Thank you.
How about Elizabeth, New Jersey?
Not one of the two largest, anyway.
Okay.
And I'll give you a hint on the other one. It is west of the Mississippi, if that helps you at all. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, I think I have the answer to a couple of questions. Did you get an answer to the tourist attraction name for a woman?
We got an answer to the question was, what is the world's most popular tourist attraction named after a woman?
Yeah.
And it is Notre Dame, Paris.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes.
All right. I was going to say Anne Hathaway's cottage, but that was wrong. Okay. Now, the woman in the Western Hemisphere, is it St. Lucia?
It is. Very good. St. Lucia in the Caribbean. Excellent.
And one more, a city in California, Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz is not one of the five most populous cities named after a woman anyway.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Yes. The only country in the world, unless is correct about Tunisia, that is named after a woman is St. Lucia. St. Lucia is named after St. Lucia of Syracuse. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, great. I think I have a couple of the cities.
Okay.
In California.
Right.
I think Anaheim?
Yes, very good. That's number one. That means Anna's home in German.
Although I think Anaheim is actually named because of its proximity to the Santa Ana River, so it's not directly named after a woman, although Santa Ana is.
Well, it still has Anna in the title, so we'll give it to you.
Fair enough.
Very good.
I think one of the other ones might be Santa Clarita.
Yeah, you're right. Santa Clarita. Very good.
Where is
that? And I have a wild guess for the last one, which is Pomona.
Pomona is absolutely right, too. That's the Roman goddess of fruit. You're absolutely right. Very good.
I only figured it was a woman because it ended in the letter A, so it was totally a guess.
Santa Clarita is right next to Newhall, and it's down, Southern California. Yes, excellent. So they're all gotten now. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So the five largest cities in California named after women: Anaheim, Santa Ana, Santa Clarita, Santa Rosa, and Pomona. Very good. Excellent. Leah, I think it's your turn.
Okay. The baby of this species is called a nymph. What animal is it?
So is that the only species that has a baby called a nymph?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those are always tricky. Is this a species that lives in water?
No.
Oh. Makes it harder. I do not know.
Mm-mm. Makes it harder.
Yeah. Well, a nymph, you always think of water nymph, but a nymph. Is this a warm-blooded animal?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I had to think about that. Why don't you read it once more?
The baby of this species is called a nymph.
A nymph.
What is it?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Janusz.
Hi, Janusz.
nymph, insect?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah. Do you know which one?
they all look alike, too.
You insectist.
By the way, you didn't, Dana, you didn't have to announce that Jerry is not there when you started playing 20 questions.
Oh, all right.
You could never have done that.
That's true. He gets impatient with me.
Did you ask yet for states named after women?
We did not, or I did not.
Well, why don't I ask you?
All right.
Georgia?
Huh.
No, that's named after George, King George.
Exactly. Thank you.
Oh.
No, I know of two.
Well, Virginia.
Virginia, yes.
And
Elizabeth I.
Maryland.
Oh, you got it. That's Queen Henrietta.
Right.
And I have one question. Reading in the ever-interesting Chronicle.
California, Califia. I'm sorry to interrupt.
You're right.
What is it?
You're right.
California, Califia. I'm sorry.
Oh,
forgive me.
True, yes. Anyway, read in the Chronicle about a legal principle known as the depraved heart. You have any idea what that is?
A legal principle called the depraved heart?
Correct. Very much in the news.
In
the Examiner.
In a current case at the moment?
Yes.
In the Joker case? Joker Tsarnaev case?
No.
Is this a local case?
No.
Okay.
The depraved heart.
Depraved heart, which, sounds really interesting.
Is this having to do with a crime of passion?
No, it's not. Very, very strange.
So what do you call it, a depraved heart? Is it a motivational? Is it used as a motive? Or?
It's something that happens that can be attributed to a depraved heart. And it's very much in the news. I mean the case, not the term.
Okay. Is it a murder case?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Murder case.
Is the alleged murderer a woman?
The alleged murderers are police.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I give
no,
you the,
it's not. It's not about.
It's not that gray. No, it's not.
It is. It is Baltimore and gray. But what is it?
But what is it? I don't know.
Okay.
No, that's as far as we go.
All right. It is an act which results in. I mean, I'm not. I'm making up a definition. An act that results in a death, although not intended. And the legal example, and this has to do with the ride in the police car.
Uh-huh.
And the examples are, in law schools, if you drop a flower pot off the balcony and it kills somebody, or if someone fires a gun into a crowded bus without wanting to kill a person, but he or she does, that's depraved heart.
So, involuntary manslaughter?
The equivalent, but it sounds so much more interesting.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Janusz.
Not a laughing matter, but it does.
And let's see. Okay, let me give you a question here. What is the most populous country in the world that has more tourists than population? What is the most populous country in the world that has more tourists than population?
Annually, more tourists.
This is for 2013.
It must be annually.
I'll say yes, annually. As of 2013, let's put it that way, okay? I can't speak for the year before or anything like that. This is the last year where they had all the figures.
Mm-hmm. France?
Yes, very good. France, excellent. Good. All right. Let's see. Let me give you another question. There are only two elements in the that are named after women. See if you're going to tell me what they are. What are the two elements in science that are named after women? One is relatively recent.
Where are you? You're a chemist. We know.
One is named after an extremely famous woman, one named after a woman who's slightly less known but more recent.
Gagarium.
No. So, again, what are the two elements that are named after women? And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
Okay. I have a couple of answers about the presidents who went to Harvard. Mm-hmm. But first, I had a question about the cities that were named after women.
Yes.
Are you sure that Santa Ana was not named after the Mexican general, Santa Ana?
Well, am I 100% sure? No, I am not. But I'll have to check on that. But I don't think so. But yeah, anyway.
Okay. Now going on to the answers about the presidents who went to Harvard. I know it was JFK, and then George W. Bush got his master's from there.
That's right. And who else?
I just know JFK and George W. Bush. That's it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Andrew in Oakland.
Hi, Andrew.
And my answers just got wiped out, so completely. So I have,
you mean George W. Bush and JFK?
JFK, and then I had the two cities, Santa Clarita and Anaheim. So I'm wiped out. So I'll just have a question for you.
All right.
Virgil Thompson wrote two operas with librettos by Gertrude Stein. The first one, 1934, was titled Four Saints in Three Acts.
Well, that's the one I knew.
Okay. Well, the second one in 1947 was...
Oh, you would ask the one I didn't know.
It wasn't the mother of us all.
It was the mother
of us all. Oh, good. Good for you. I'm glad you knew it.
And that's why, and it's Mother's Day, that's why I asked.
Ah.
Ah.
Good tie in there.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Give us a call if you like with a question or answer, 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Leah, you have a question?
Yes. What national anthem has no words?
I've heard this someplace. Huh. Is it Japan by any chance?
No.
Okay. All right. Can you give me a hint on what part of the world it's in?
Europe.
Okay. Europe. All right. Think about that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? No. Sorry. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
It's Michael.
Do you have a bird? Sounds like a bird.
Oh, yes, I do. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
There's another room.
May I speak to the bird, please?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't have any crackers. I'm sorry.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
You went to Harvard. Did you get both Adamses?
No, we just had one, and you're right, the other one,
good
John
for you.
Quincy. Yes, good. And now there's one left.
Did you get both Roosevelt?
Yeah. Oh, yes, we did.
And Kennedy?
Yes.
Well, those are the only ones who went to the college. The rest must be grad schools, right?
I have another name. I can't tell you whether he went to the college or the grad school or the law school.
Let me say the president.
Excuse me?
Obama.
Obama?
Obama. Ah.
Did he go to? Yeah, I did go to Harvard. No, he went to Harvard or Yale.
He went to Harvard Law.
Yeah, he was president of the law review.
You were including grad schools or just the college?
Yeah, I think these are just the
undergrad.
College. Yeah.
So, okay, all right.
Well, you had George W. in there for
yes,
right.
Anyway, those are the only answers I have, and I have no questions.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Denise again. I'm a little embarrassed calling three times, but I couldn't resist because I knew the answer.
All right.
A nymph is a baby dragonfly.
Oh, I have a different answer.
It could be there's more than one.
It could be.
Could be.
So let's give you a little delicate little dragonfly bell for that one.
Okay, because I'm sure that's correct.
My creature is decidedly more villainous.
That I don't know. And, God, I swear I just heard the thing, a question about a country's anthem with no words.
I could swear that, too. And I think it's come up on the show in the last few weeks. But, of course, it goes right out of my head as soon as I hear it.
Right. I don't know. The Netherlands?
No.
Germany?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay, I'm just randomly guessing then.
Germany's still Deutschland über alles, isn't
right.
it?
Right, yeah.
Oh, well, good point. All right, look up nymph. I mean, look up dragonfly.
All right,
okay.
We will.
Find it's a nymph, and I think three times is enough for one evening.
Okay, thank you,
okay.
Denise.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Yeah, okay. I was calling to say, a dragonfly larva is called a nymph.
Okay.
So you've heard it from two different sources.
Yeah. Okay.
Fred,
but
I have
a
question.
Another one.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you three bird species. I want you to tell me what cartoon character is that bird a species of.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yes.
I mean, so one's easy. Pileated woodpecker.
Once more?
Pileated woodpecker.
So Woody the Woodpecker?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
And the other two, canary and magpie.
Tweety bird?
Is a canary. Very good.
Right. And a magpie.
Now, this one's kind of obscure. It's from our childhood.
It's like Hecko and Jekyll, you
very
mean?
Very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Okay. All right.
That's all I got.
All right.
Okay. As the elements, is hydrogen named after the goddess Hydra?
No.
No?
No. Not as far as I know. No.
So you have wide knowledge in this field?
Enough.
Not that I would doubt.
I know. You would never do that. We'll see what our callers say.
Come on.
Don't encourage him any more than you have to, please. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. So I actually had an answer for the nymph as well, dragonfly.
Oh, see? A third person
okay.
said this now.
But okay. If I was to make another guess,
you beat me to a pulp.
Yeah. Is it a mosquito?
No, worse.
Oh gosh, I don't know what that would
worse.
Be.
Worse.
Okay, I have a quick question for you guys.
Okay.
What is a group of rhinoceroses called?
Oh,
these are always tough. Group. A stampede?
No. Kind of close.
Oh, okay. So it's an action?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
A...
Trample?
Nah.
A march?
No, think of exciting word bubbles on comic books.
Oh. Like a
kapow?
Pow, yeah, kind of thing.
Okay, maybe not that exciting.
A snort?
No.
It's an action. And
it's something a car can do.
A what?
Something a car can do.
Backfire? Stall?
Something a thing you don't want your car to do.
Oh, run you over?
A breakdown?
A skid?
I'll just tell you.
All right.
It's a crash.
Oh, a crash. Oh, well, that makes sense.
A crash of rhinos. All right.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
And we got a couple minutes left. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. My name is Dana Rodriguez. I'm your moderator, along with Leah Garchik from the San Francisco Chronicle. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hey. Well, okay, let's not beat the dragonfly to death.
All right.
Okay, there we go. How about the element?
Yes.
Curium.
Yes. Curium. Marie Curie, element number 96.
Yeah, okay.
Good. There's no one. There's one left, though.
And how about what pop group sang "Red Rubber Ball"?
Oh, I love that song.
I can hear that in my head.
Yeah. Da, 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 da.
Yes. Yes. That's the one. What day is today?
Mid. Oh, Mother's Day. Oh, and Mother's an invention?
Nope.
Mother.
Oh, Mother.
I think it's going to be all right. I'll provide. Yes.
This so in the Mother is in the title of the band?
Yes.
The morning sun is shining like.
But not Mother's invention.
If I never hear your name again, it's all the same.
Right.
This is like mid-60s, right?
Yeah.
Shoot.
It was used in a show a few years ago by ACT. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, we don't know. I'm sorry.
Every Mother's Son.
Oh.
Oh. That. Is that a local?
Just sing about Susie Cream Cheese.
All right. Was that a local band?
No.
All right.
You even mentioned it a few moments ago.
Oh. What do you mean, Mother's Invention?
Yes, Mother's Invention, Susie Cream Cheese.
Where all right.
That was Frank Zappa and the Mother's
Invention. Yeah, right.
Okay, that's all I got.
Thanks. All right, thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, yeah, boy, what a cutout. Okay, I have one argument with you. I had curium or whatever, Marie Curie.
Curium, yes.
I knew that one. But I can't think of the other one. Is it silver, maybe? The element silver?
Nope, not silver.
Something to do with silver. I can't think of silver. And I have an argument with you. Wasn't Santa Ana the famous Mexican general?
Well, I have to look that up because I'm not completely sure about that. So
I thought they named the river after the Mexican general. I never heard of a woman named Santa Ana.
Well, St. Anne. There is a saint called St. Anne.
Well, okay, St. Anne, but it's not Santa Ana.
That's true. I will look into that.
Yeah, because it's the famous Mexican general. He led the against the Texans who were trying to revolt, remember?
Yeah, but his name must be named after someone.
Yes, and I think he was a cross-dresser as well.
Well, who knows? Anyway, I got a quick question for you.
The mustache was the result of
hormones. How many presidents have visited all 50 states when they were president?
I saw this in the paper.
Yeah,
and Obama is going to visit the last state that he hasn't visited, which I think is North Dakota. And then Nixon did it. And let's see, who else did it?
I didn't get the president's name, but I know how many.
I think it's like, there's only like four or five, I think.
Four?
Yeah. But they're all modern presidents. I think Clinton is one, and Obama, and Nixon, and...
Bush didn't want to do it. He kept avoiding California.
Right.
And Bush, too, that is. Oh, well.
All right.
I got one more quickie question.
No, we're almost out of time. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll get you next time.
All right. Thank you. Okay. We better clean up here. Leah, what do you got?
My own little cutie pie baby nymph is a cockroach.
A little cockroach nymph.
A little cockroach nymph. Mm. And the president that hasn't been mentioned who went to Harvard was our favorite Rutherford B. Hayes.
Oh. Now I know why you asked. Okay. Let's see. What do I have left here? The two largest cities in the U.S. named after a woman, Charlotte, North Carolina, of course, and the imaginary woman, or the mythological one, I should say, Aurora, Roman goddess, Aurora, Colorado. That is the other one. The elements, curium, of course, which is element 96, and meitnerium, named after Lise Meitner, and that is element 109. So if we do not get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We'll be back next week, of course. And our thanks to Leah Garchik from the San Francisco Chronicle. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And, of course, we thank Kevin Vance and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And, of course, we thank you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. And we hope you will find the time to join us next Sunday at 7, because we look forward to that. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.